You're listening to SBS News.
The battle in Ukraine's Donbas region has increased fears of civilian casualties and a humanitarian crisis as aid organizations work to evacuate people from the front line. After failing to seize Kyiv or Kharkiv, Russia is attempting to also seize the Donetsk and Luhansk areas and trap Ukrainian forces in a pocket on the main eastern front. Members of Road to Relief have been trying to help evacuate people from a hospital in Severodonetsk, but the organization's founder, Emma England, says the fighting is very close by and could make their work even more challenging.
Now it seems like the front is all around the city. It's practically surrounded. There are tanks. There are we can see trucks from the army being deployed around the city. So it seems very clear that to me it's about to fall.
At least one person died and three were wounded in Russian missile strikes on the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhzhia. Russian forces launched four cruise missiles on Wednesday morning. The statement from Zaporizhzhia Regional Military Administration says one missile was shot down by Ukrainian forces, one hit a shopping center, and two struck residential buildings nearby. Eugenia, a resident of Zaporizhzhia, explains what she experienced.
Like many in Zaporizhzhia, we were woken up by the blast. No one knew where it happened. Later we got information from relatives that this area was hit. We came to work. We were not allowed to enter the area for a few hours. Police closed it off. We went home. The door was gone. The windows were gone. Roller blinds were on the stairs. Everything was on the stairs. Glass everywhere, damage everywhere. The neighbours upstairs, all was torn down at their place. Bits of their door were on the stairs. Everything was covered with glass shards.
Meanwhile, a senior Turkish official insists after talks with Swedish and Finnish officials that there was not an agreement for the two Nordic countries to join NATO unless specific steps are taken to address Ankara's objections. The Turkish government is accusing Finland and Sweden of imposing arms exports restrictions on Turkey and refusing to extradite suspected terrorists. A spokesperson for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his senior presidential aide, Ibrahim Kalin, says Turkey's demands have to be met for his nation to accept the Nordic countries into the security alliance. One of the demands is for both countries to extradite individuals Turkey deems as terrorists.
As you know, until now, we've requested the extradition of 28 from Sweden and 12 from Finland. But unfortunately, we've never received a favourable response to any request. When we examined the reasons, when we placed the files and reports in front of them, we saw there was no legal or judicial basis to convince us for not extraditing. We shared our concerns comprehensively with our interlocutors today.
Sweden and Finland submitted their written applications to join NATO last week in a move representing one of the biggest geopolitical ramifications of Russia's war in Ukraine that could rewrite Europe's security map. European Council President Charles Michel visited Helsinki to express his support for Finland's bid to join NATO. Mr. Michel says it is extremely important that Finland join NATO to make the country and Europe safer and stronger.
My goal with my presence here is also to say and to express our full support for your decision, supported by the people of Finland, to apply to become NATO member. This is extremely important for the future of Finland, for the future of Europe, and it will make Finland and Europe safer and stronger. It's also important for the transatlantic allies.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, says peace talks are a long way off.
So we do not have any preconditions. The problem is that Russia is not sending kind of any messages. It's really willing to sit down and talk in good faith. The key thing is in good faith. If Russia sees negotiations as it did in the first months of the war, throwing papers on the table and saying, take it or leave it, These are not negotiations. This is not diplomacy. This is bullying. And this is something that we will not accept.
Mr. Kuleba stresses that ongoing Russian offensive and President Vladimir Putin's decree to facilitate Russian passports to Ukrainian citizens in Russian-controlled Kherson and Zaporizhzhia regions indicates that the Kremlin is unwilling to negotiate. Ukraine's chief of diplomacy also says that he is discussing problems with another sanctions package, suggesting this worries him more than delivery of heavy weapons to Ukraine.
I'm more concerned with the issue of sanctions now, with the issue of this, with the prospects of the sixth package, than with the issue of weapons. I think that weapons, some weapons that we discussed here today, will be on their way pretty soon, while we will still have to wait for the European Union to sort out the issue of the sixth package.
Mr. Kuleba remains skeptical about the potential to arrange a safe passage of commercial vessels with Ukrainian grain from its Black Sea port of Odessa, stating that it's difficult to trust Russia. He added that Ukraine was working closely with the UN to resolve this issue. Assam El-Ghalib, SBS News.